Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna talk to you for a while. Well, I've been up, I've been down, I've been level to the ground. All of my days haven't all been sunshine, causing every life surely some rain must fall. Oh, you've been good. To borrow things from us too. We used to buy ice by the whole block, 'cause the old refrigerator wouldn't even freeze. But all along you've been good. Tornado came to Canton and tore our little old house down. Look at us crawling out from under all the debris, stepping over dead bodies, me thinking that could have been me. Lord, you've been so good.
Amen, amen. Surely the Lord has been good to me. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADL. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Leticia Spencer, to all of the ministry, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, to our men, our ADN platform, our members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Kingdom, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. I bid you all a good morning. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad on today. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from the muck and the miry clay. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. This morning, as we come boldly before his throne, giving him the thanks, giving him the praise, giving him the honor and the glory for this new day journey. Oh, we didn't have to be here. All but because of his love, because of his grace, because of his mercy, because he loves us so, we are here one more day in the land of the living. Oh, blessed holy name. Oh, blessed holy name. For God is a good God this morning, and he is worthy of all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor. And we should not take it for granted, praise God, for what God does for us each and every day to sustain our life, to give him the praise, to give him the glory, to build his kingdom, because it is not about us. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ that reigns in our life on this morning. So on this morning, amen, as you drive to work, as you get up to fix that breakfast for your family, as you get up, thank God, to go to your work, whatever it is that you're doing on today, this morning, before you do anything, give God the praise. Give God the thanks. Give God the glory for his many attributes, oh glory, that he's shown upon each and every one of us. Oh, bless his holy name on today. As we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly in proportion. Oh, bless his holy name. Only a God like that, only a God like that will bless us in such a way. Hallelujah. From the crown of our head to the sole of our very feet, God is in control. He is in control of everything that we do, that we think, that we say. God is in control. So we need to just let him have his holy way on this morning, because he is going to God. God bless you, Mother God. Good morning.
Good God bless you too, Pastor. And good morning to you on another blessed Friday. God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. Give you the honor. Who's the head of my life? Give you the honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. Honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple. Honor to Pastor Smith and to Pastor Barbara Elect and everyone at ADM Ministries this morning. Father God, we come boldly once again. Just come just telling you thank you. Thank you for another brand new day, God, that you allowed us to see. We thank you for breathing on us once more, God. We thank you, God, Oloboshe, God. We could not have been here, but since you were so kind in your mercy and your grace, God, you spared our life once more, God. We thank you, Lord Oboshe, God, that to get our house in order, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come to you this morning, God, and asking you, forgive us for our sins, Lord Oboshe, God. Anything we said or did to anyone, God, we ask that you forgive us, God. Oh, most of all, God, we ask you to continue to create in us a clean heart. And Lord Oboshe, God, and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus, God. And it, hatred, God, and the most hate, God, that we have in our heart against anyone, God, we ask you to take it out this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Oh, as you, as we'll rise this morning, as you allow us to rise this morning, God. Oh, God, let us begin take ourselves, God, and begin to praise the Lord Moshe and glorify your name, God, because we realize you're worthy to be praised, God. Oh, God, we lift up every minister that is here this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God. Lord Moshe, God, shield and protect them in a mighty way, God, Lord Moshe. God, give them traveling mercy. They're to and fro, up and down the highways and the byways, God. Even in the plain, God, Lord Moshe, God, shield them, God. Continue to let your administer angels, God, and your angels that shield them all the way in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up our family members this morning, God, Lord Moshe, God. We thank you for allowing us to see their faces once more. In the name of Jesus, God, we know it wasn't guaranteed, God, Oboshe, God. That's when we have to say this, thank you, God. You've been so good to us, Lord Oboshe, better than we've been to ourselves, God. When we just look around this morning, Lord Oboshe, God, see our family members, Lord Oboshe, our hospital in place, God. Oh, it was our you, Aboshano, Oboshe, this morning, God. Oh, how we'll glorify your name, God. We thank you for the joy that's bubbling over in our spirit, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, God, Oboshe, God, for being in the midst, Oboshe, this morning, God. Oh, God, we lift every child that it is up once more in the mighty name of Jesus, God. As the school is closed, Lord Oboshe, God, we ask, God, that your anger shield and protect them, God, Oboshe, Lord Oboshe, as they're in and out of their house, God, out on the playground, Oboshe, God, or wherever they may be, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield them, Oboshe, there in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just rejoicing time this morning, God. Hey, we look towards the hill this morning, which coming our help. We realize all our help coming from the Lord. There's no other help that we know in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We lift up the high rise, God, Lord Moshe, God. It's sinking shed in everywhere, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, Lord Moshe, God. Oh, we won't even say, God, heal us. We already know that we're healed, God, by your stripes, Lord Moshe, God. Let us continue to stand on your word, Lord Moshe, God, knowing that we're healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We might have a little pain here and a little pain there, but yet and still we know that we're healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God, Lord Moshe, God. We cry out to you this morning, God, ain't over us. I know we say, have your way in the mighty way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Rain down on us, God. Break every stronghold. Break every change this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. The change has been on our mind for years, Lord, the Moshe, God. The change on our heart, Lord, Moshe, God. You go, Moshe, Lord, Moshe, even our anchors, God. Oh, God, we ask that you break this morning. Break the chains of what our son, Lord Moshe. Lead us and guide us in that right path, God. In the name of Jesus, edible shake, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. We ask that you have your mighty way, God. Lord Moshe, not our will, God. not our way, God, but just move us out the way. Come in mighty devotion, God, this morning in the mighty word of Jesus, God. Thank you this morning, God. Lift every teacher up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Every prophet of the Moshe, God, that it is out of my son of the Moshe, God. Missionary, Ecobosan of the Moshe. Evangelist of the Moshe, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you have your way this morning with them, God. Shield and protect him out of Moshe, God. Let them do your perfect will, God, of Moshe, God. Let us realize, God, it's time out. It's time out, oh, Moshe, God. He called up my son of God. Oh, hallelujah this morning, God. It's time out, God. Us trying to do what we want to do, Lord, by son of the Moshe, God. Oh, it's time for us to just say, God, here I am. I let you call up my son. Oh, have your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, just have your way with all of us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, be that mind regulator for us. Touch our minds, God, oh, Moshe, God, this morning, God. Head of our son of the Moshe, God. Where we can think of pure, clean, how to Moshe, godly things in our minds, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. This morning, we even plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, God. Touch our minds, God, this morning in a mighty way, God, that we won't have to fight the way out of Moshe, the old man used to. It's time for the new man to rise, oh, the Moshe, God, like never before, God. In the Moshe, God, we ask that you breathe down on us this morning, God, in a mighty way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, oh, Moshe, God. We lift up the homeless once more, God, oh, Moshe, God. We ask that you continue to keep a shadow over their heads, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us realize, God, it could have been us, oh, Moshe, God. And one time it was us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. But we thank you, God, that you pulled us out, oh, Moshe, God. And let us begin to think on the goodness of Jesus, oh, Moshe, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We ask you to go. This morning, God, of us, we lift up the one that's in the house.
Stepping over dead bodies,
me thinking that could have been me. Lord, you've been so good. Lord, 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 Lord.
Amen, Mother.
Amen.
Amen. I think it might have cleared itself. We're having some technical difficulties, everybody. Amen. Praise God. But anyway, Mother, you go ahead. Amen. The devil is a liar. Praise God. We're going to praise God anyway, from whom all blessings flow. And the devil cannot stop our word. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, how we thank you. How does the Lord say, God, we thank you, God. You're so good. You're so good. God, we thank you for touching the internet, the Lord say, touching the phone, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, oh, God, we lift up every country that it is today in the mighty name of Jesus, even with the storms coming through, God. So we say, God, peace be still in the name of Jesus, God. We continue to say, God, have your way, God. Not our way, God. Not our will, but God, let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up the sick and shed in everywhere, God, all over the nation, God. God, we ask you, God, that you continue to keep them, to shield them in a mighty way. God, we thank you, God. We glorify your name. We say hallelujah anyhow, in spite of all circumstances, God. God, we glorify your name this morning, God, because you're worthy to be praised, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, this morning, God. God, over people's situation, God. Let them know, God, it's no situation greater than God, He can solve your situation, Lord, no matter what you're going through today, God. We say hallelujah anyhow, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you lift up these down heads, God. Lift them up, Lord, God, because there's nothing down, everything is up, Lord, God, this morning. Be encouraged, Lord, somebody in the last son, Lord, God, is about to give up, God, but I ask that you trust their mind, be that mind regulator for them, God, that they could just say to themselves once more, oh, what a mighty God that we serve. I'm going to serve this God, that's greater than the circumstances and greater than my downfall, We thank you this morning, God, because you told us you'll never leave us, never forsake us, God. So we're a believer, God, today. We're standing on your word, God. If we can touch somebody else's life with your word, God, let us do so in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us hug someone, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them feel that real godly love come to the Moshe, God, from the light of the churning. Oh, God, we thank you today, God, if we can put something on somebody else's table where they can eat, let us do so in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, don't just let us be stuck up in sap out of us, God. Oh, but glory be to God this morning, God. Let us begin to pour out your word, pour out your love of our Son of the Most High, that love that you have put in us that we once didn't have today, God. Let us love each and every one of us, Son of the Most High, God. Even our enemies, God. We have to love them also, Son of the Most High, God. So we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for just keeping our heads up, shoulders back. No matter what we go through, our trials and our tribulations, God, because I know for sure, God, about Samuel Boshe, God, these things make us strong as God. It might not be a God of Boshe, God, but it's our God of Boshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us run on, Boshe, God. Let us run on, Boshe, God, in these last and evil days, God. Oh, God, we will make it. We will make it, Boshe, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and when we get that, Boshe, God, we want to hear where done, my God. in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. We don't want to have none of depart from me now that I know you not. Oh, glory be to God. Help us today. Let us know these are the last day. Oh, Moshe, Moshe, God. Oh, let us know the Moshe, God. When we leave here, that is not it, oh, Moshe, God. We got the answer for everything we said and did, oh, Moshe, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, glory to God this morning. I cry. Let somebody hear how to share your voice, God, this morning. Let somebody feel your touch, your love, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask you this morning, God, have your divine way of our son, in each and every one of us, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. But we realize we can't do nothing without your Holy Spirit. God, we thank you this morning. I thank you, God. God, I feel your pride. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I say, go to Moshe, God. Let your perfect will be done. Go to Moshe, God. I yield to the Holy Spirit. Yes, I do. I learn about the son of the Moshe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I see this morning. Begin to death. Touch each and every one of Moshe, God. The unsaved and the unsaved. Oh, God, I ask you to have your way. Have your way in this country, God. And the most shining of the most, God. Oh, we got to realize God is the Kumasanaba. He is the only one. He is the God I serve. He is the great I am. And the most, whatever you need him to be, he'll be just that, oh, Moshe, God. If somebody needs a mother this morning, he can be your mother. He could be your father, your sister, your brother, oh, Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus. If you need a close friend, and the most, he's the one to have. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you can pull out and tell him everything. He'll never tell that to no one else. It's confident between you and him. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, Lord, Moshe, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We feel you in the midst, Lord, Moshe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, don't forget about us. Think about that, Lord, Moshe, God. We need you, God, oh, Moshe, like never before, God. Your minister needs you, God, oh, Moshe, God. Oh, God, continue to shield and protect them, God. Keep them covered up under your blood, oh, Moshe, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for your word, oh, Moshe, God. We thank you for your word that you're pouring out of us, oh, Moshe, out of the man of the Jew. Lift the clay, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you today, God. Continue to let us be obedient and go to our son, Lord, Moshe, God. Yes, you, God, Lord, Moshe, even to your man-made service in the mighty name. Your woman-made service, God. Let us be obedient, Lord, God, in everything that you ask us to do and say. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. Can't help but to thank you, God. Glorifying your name on a brand new day, God. A brand new day, God, Lord, Moshe, God, that we've never seen. This is a new day. How about that, Lord, Moshe, God? Well, all of us need to begin to just to praise you. Glorify you. Hallelujah, because you've been good to us, God. Some of us, Moshe, God, we might be in a shadow, Lord, Moshe, God, but we need to rise and still give God the praise. Hey, glory be to God, because you didn't have to be that high. If it wasn't for Lord, Moshe, God, you didn't even have life. Oh, you couldn't have had life this morning if it wasn't for God. So I need to say thank you, Lord, oh, Moshe, God. I might be in a shout to God, but I'm still glorifying your name because I know you're going to bring me out of this situation. These things I ask this morning, God, in the name of the Father, hey, the Son, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray this morning, God. Have your way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Hey, glory to God. Thank you.
Have your way, Lord. Yes, have your way. Holy Spirit of the living God, come in the midst right now and bless this prayer in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come in the midst. Reprove and renew right now in the name of Jesus. We need you now, Holy Spirit, to come into the midst. This morning, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, it's about your will. That your will be done through your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come in the midst. Leave, teach, and guide right now in the name of Jesus. From the north, south, east, and the west, Holy Spirit. Lean now your anointing on your people right now, internationally, nationally, locally. Holy Spirit of the living God, touch right now. We need you to come in the midst right now, Holy Spirit, have your way as we surrender all. This morning, Holy Spirit, have your way. We need your Holy Spirit. We can't be without you, Holy Spirit, to guide our minds, to guide our thoughts, to guide our footsteps, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now. Come now, Holy Spirit. That one that needs peace, right now, Holy Spirit, give them peace. That one, Holy Spirit, that means joy. Give them joy, Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
That one, Holy Spirit, that needs a deliverance. Deliverance right now, Holy Spirit, of the living God. That one, Holy Spirit, that needs clarity of mind. Holy Spirit,
hear their mind.
In the name of Jesus, that one Holy Spirit that needs that son or that daughter delivered, deliver right now. Holy Spirit, have your way. That one Holy Spirit, that marriage, oh Holy Spirit, that needs to be redeemed. That needs to be united. Holy Spirit, reunite and unite right now, Holy Spirit.
But in the name of
that
Jesus,
one, Holy Spirit, that needs a renewal. Renew.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That one, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, their mind. They need their mind, Holy Spirit, brought back into alignment. Holy Spirit, that one, Holy Spirit, that needs reposition. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way this morning. Touch your people. Bless them right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
comfort
Lord.
Right now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God. We cry out now. We cry out loud, Holy Spirit. Have your way. And we surrender all. We surrender all this morning. Because all to God and to Jesus, Holy Spirit, we owe. So whatever, Lord God, the circumstance, the situation, whatever, Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and to remove and renew those things, Lord God, that don't mean us any good, and put in us, Holy Spirit, what the Father has sent down through the Son for us on today as we make our way to your King's highway. On this morning. So have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Touch every heart. Touch every man. Touch your people. Right now. Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Have your way. And we thank you for coming in the midst.
Thank you.
For hearing our cry. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming to our need this morning, Holy Spirit of the living God. We give you praise. Glory, Roboshanda. We give you honor. We give you glory, Holy Spirit. Sweet Spirit of the living God. Rain down on us. Rain down on us. Your anointing. In the overflow. Do it right now. Do it right now. Nothing else matters more important right now, Holy Spirit, that you have your way in each and every one this morning. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we thank you. And we praise you. And we glorify you. In Jesus' name. And we say, let the redeeming of the Lord say so. Thank you, Lord Jesus, on this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes,
it's just so reassuring to know that God is on our side, that He never leaves or forsakes, that He's always ever present. Oh,
yes,
glory.
He is. Through
His Word, through His Holy Spirit.
Yes,
and through us. And we thank Him. And we give Him
hallelujah.
Highest praise. On this morning. Oh, bless His holy name. Oh, bless His holy name. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that sits on the right hand of the Father. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Sitting there.
Hallelujah.
And doing what He needs to do to the Father for us in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We
thank
you.
Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
we got a man.
Yes.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. And have a word this morning, praise God, and it's coming out of 1 John 5, beginning at the first verse. 1 John. Amen.
Yes.
5, beginning at verse 1. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. And we're going to get on to verse 5. Amen. And the word of
Amen.
The Lord reads as such, praise God. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth Him, that beget, loveth Him also, that is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God, and keep His commandments. Amen. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Amen.
Amen.
And that word grievous, amen, it's not a burden. It's nothing hard. Amen. God, Jesus is not a hard taskmaster. He says yoke is easy and His burden is light. Amen.
Yes.
So you don't have to grieve. You don't have to, amen, praise God, wonder or be in the down in the dumps, amen, about the love of God. Because He loves us. Amen. And He does not make that love hard for us. Oh, bless His holy name. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Are you an overcomer this morning? And if you are an overcomer, do you believe it? Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Who
Amen.
Is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now I have a question for you this morning. Do you have enough evidence to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and is God? Do you have that evidence? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He shows you His love every day, that He allows you to be here in the land of the living. Amen.
Amen.
That He provides for your every need. Praise God. That we should want for nothing. Amen. That He provides His holy anointed word for us to be directed and to live by. Amen.
Amen.
That He provides His Holy Spirit. Amen. That lets you know that I am God, I am with you, and I'm in you. Praise God.
Amen.
And that I will comfort you and I will love you. Amen.
Amen.
And that I will verify myself in you through my Holy Spirit. Do you have enough evidence? Praise God. Oh, glory be to God. Do you have enough evidence to believe his word? Amen. For his word is a roadmap to our lives to get us into heaven.
Amen.
So do you have enough evidence on this morning? For if you have enough evidence and believe that Jesus is the Son of God, praise God, you will serve him in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen.
And that you won't look back because you have that evidence that he died on the cross for your sins and my sins. Do you have enough evidence to believe, amen, praise God, that everything that he provides for you, that he does it out of his love for you? Amen.
Amen.
Do you have enough evidence? Praise God.
Amen.
Do you have enough evidence to believe, amen, that when the trials and the tribulations come, that the Lord God will deliver you out of them? Do you have enough evidence on this morning? Praise God.
Amen.
For when you have enough evidence and believe that Jesus Christ is who he is, our deity, our Lord, our God, and our Savior, praise God, you won't want to serve any other God on this morning. Do you have enough evidence? Oh, glory be to God.
Glory to God.
Oh, glory
Hallelujah.
Be to God. Oh, glory be to God. He said,
Lord.
My peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Do you have enough evidence to believe that God will give you that peace in the midst of the storm to bring you out and to bring you through each and
Lord.
Every time? That he will give you that victory. Praise God. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah.
He was the one. He was the one that made this universe. He was the one that hung the stars in the moon. He was the one that formed this earth. He was the one that formed the man to put on the earth when he saw that he was the one. He was the one, praise God, to breathe the life in each and every one of us. Do you have that evidence this morning?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And if anybody says no, I challenge you. Amen. Because you're here this morning. You're breathing the breath that God gave you. Praise God.
Yes,
because of his love and his grace and his mercy for you.
Oh
glory to God. That he has a purpose for your life.
Yes,
do you have enough evidence to believe in that purpose this morning for your life? Do you have it? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You don't
say hallelujah.
Go down to Kneebone Valley. Talk to God.
Lord.
That he will help you. That he will strengthen you. That he will elevate you. Amen. Through that evidence. Amen. The price that Jesus paid. Amen. For each and every one of us.
Yes,
glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Do you have enough
God.
Do you have it?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes, amen, praise God, we have to hit that reset button, praise God. Because everything that God has for you, it is right there.
Yes,
the evidence is right there. Listen.
Yes, it is.
God is not a man that he should lie. Nor the son.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he should repent. But God loves us so. And he has that purpose for each and every one of us. Amen.
Yes,
he but when he made the mold for you, and he made that mold for me, he made it with a special individuality. Oh, bless his holy name. He made it with a special character. Oh, bless his holy name. For you and for me on this morning.
Yes,
do you have enough evidence? Do you have that evidence
in
Jesus Christ on this morning? Amen. Praise God. For if you don't have enough evidence, go and talk to the man that said, I can, and I will. Now, our own pastor and prophet, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless.
Hey, God bless you all. God bless you, Mother Jackson, Pastor Smith. God bless you all on this beautiful Friday. Amen.
Yes.
I send the first, I send a shout out to First Lady. God bless you, First Lady. We love you. Amen. And I thank God for your family and also our social media family. It's amazing, Pastor Smith, that what God is doing. I know I haven't even got with you yet, but I just looked on this morning. We send a special shout out to our new state, our new listener in Connecticut. We bless God for you all. Now Connecticut, I've been added to the family as our social media family. So we send a special love and shout out to you as well, Connecticut. And we thank God that you've probably been scrolling across doing something in social media. You came across us and you decide to stay here with us, so we thank God for you all up there in Connecticut. Everyone in our social media family all across the world, you know, Norway, Germany, Australia, you know, Europe, you know, we thank God, friends. Let's send our special family that just came along with the family and just come on in and the state of Connecticut. We just give them the praise as well. You know, Pastor Smith, I thank God, you know, what you're saying, you know, have we have that evidence. And, you know, and it's go back to what we were saying on yesterday before we was rudely interrupted by the adversary, but we don't care because, you know, nobody mad but the devil. And when the devil is mad at you, you're doing something right. So, you know, let him stay mad at you. That's one enemy you want to stay mad and you don't want him to be your friend. And, amen.
Amen.
I don't want him to get over it. Let him stay in it. Amen.
Amen.
The question is, you know, how we found that evidence, and it's very, very clear, and we got to understand if we haven't found that evidence, it's not because we're not able to get evidence in our life that God is real, God is a healer, God is a deliverer, you know, it's not because of that, it's just because of we might be in a line and not in the right alignment, you know, we probably be, you know, going left or right, not up and down, amen, so we got to realize that God is a God that is just God, and everything that he has for us is no different. He don't have no perspectable person. Pastor is not a perspectable person. Pastor Smith is not a perspectable person, or Mother Jackson is not a perspectable person. It's a blessing for everybody. We could get all the same thing, and God has it for you. And I was saying that the same on yesterday, that sometimes we focus on the enemy, and I wanted that God made the created the book or allowed these authors to begin to tell us different stories about the book for us to have an engagement on the adversary. I wonder was he was trying to give us knowledge about the adversary, and knowledge becomes a place of where I learn, but not in a place to something that is going to help me or to help where my focus needs to be at. It's just like in school. You know, some things as we go through school, we're going to use it in our everyday life, and some things is information. It's just for your information. You might not end up using it, but it's for your information. Amen. When I go to the cash register, I use simple math. I don't use algebra. I don't use geometry. Amen. I just use simple math. But when I was in my career as a engineer in construction, now I was using algebra calculation. I was using geometry calculation. So it's all about in your engagement in life, what are you going to use? What you going to begin to pull from your storage bank? Amen. And I believe that God wanted us to just be focused on him. That's why he said in the beginning he created the heavens and the earth. He spoke all these things in Genesis and what he created, amen, but he have not mentioned Satan. He have not mentioned Satan, amen. He mentioned the adversary as a serpent when the serpent to become in a garden to seduce individual to go against his scripture. Other than that, he did not mention the serpent to Adam. He never told Adam, say, listen, Adam, you got to worry about that devil that I kick here on the earth. You got to worry about him and what he's capable of doing. I believe the enemy don't get to our intellect and got into our conversation and our learning ability and begin to put in place so we could and to engage into him. And because once we engage into something, that becomes our focus. And when it becomes our focus, it becomes to a part of our life where it controls us. It becomes a part of our life to where we engage in him. Amen? God never wanted Adam, my God, to be engaged of the devil and worry about the sickness and the continence of him. All God wanted Adam to worry about their relationship. Worry about when he come in the cool of the day, where are you? Making sure you're in place where we can have our conversation. Making sure you're in place where me and you can meet together. Amen? The question is, how many of us taking time out every day to meet God, amen, in the cool of your day? Y'all hear me? Of your day, amen. What are we focused on? Are we engaged into things of our problems? Are we engaged into things of the adversary more than what God could do? Watch this, my God Almighty. Watch this. I think it's in First Chronicles when you hear the first time when you hear the word Satan, amen. First Chronicles 21:1. When you first hear in the Old Testament the word Satan. Other words, the Bible in the Old Testament never identified him as Satan. Now watch this. Now that's the first time. Now you begin to hear him about 14 different times in the book of Joel. Because why? Because God was showing that Satan, that I got people here on earth that they have a testimony that they could go and take, they have, my God Almighty, what Pastor Smith was saying this morning, they could recollect. They could go ahead and put a check in. I have people here that is faithful. So God was proving something to Satan. Satan wasn't proving nothing to God. Even though Satan approached God and said, listen, you got a hedge around him. You move this hedge, I will cause him to curse you to your face. So God said, you know what? All is well, but you cannot have this soul. Why? It wasn't Satan trying to prove something to God. It was God trying to prove something to Satan and let Satan know you still up to your same trick. You still up to your same mindset. But I got people here on earth that they for real about me, and no matter what they go through, they still gonna love me. They still gonna love me. They don't give a care about tangible things. They don't give a care about things around them. What they care about is me. And they understand that. And it might be loved ones going home. It might be siblings going home. But one thing that I got some service to understand, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Somebody give me a holler this morning. Amen. So that's it. God was trying to prove something to Satan. But guess what? When we read the book of Job, Joe never identified his trial as if attack of the enemy. Y'all hear me this morning. He never identified, y'all could go back and read it. He never identified what he going to do as the attack of the enemy. Why? Because he wasn't engaged into Satan craftiness. The Bible says he got up every morning and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord for every one of his children. Everyone. He was so engaged into the relationship of God, and when things begin to come into his life, he begins to shake not into the adversary, not into the issue, he begins to shake into God. Why? Because he was into God. But guess what? At the end, he began to receive from who? From God. A lot of times we are focused on the wrong thing. And I believe that the enemy began to get into our studies, began to get into us and we begin to engage more into the adversary other than God. Listen, when God dealt with Noah about, listen, I'm going to build a, I need you to build an ark, I'm going to flood the land. He never mentioned about that Satan got these people wicked, that Satan got involved in this, Satan contaminated this. He never mentioned that. When he said, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he never mentioned that Satan got these people corrupted. The devil got these people are possessed with demons. He never meant that. What he dealt with the people's decision. He dealt with the people's choice. He dealt with the people, my God, what the law is, free will. And because of the free will, and that's what they dealt with, God dealt with the people, not with the devil. Understand this, saints of God. Satan is already dealt with, but we have not been dealt with. to the spiritual life. Y'all hear me? Satan is already dealt with. So that's why God doesn't have to engage into Satan craftiness. Amen? So the saints of God, I want to challenge you, and I hope one day I can drop this down deeper and deeper. I want to challenge you to get your mind focus on God. Get your mind focused on what God can do. Get your mind focused on who God is. Get your mind focused on not on your problem, my God, or mind, but your mind is focused on your God, my God. Because when your mind is focused on God, you ain't worried about your problem because you're too busy knowing what God can do. You're too busy waiting on God. You're too busy having the expectation that in a minute God's going to show up because I'm a child of God, and he's not going to allow me to walk through this valley by myself. He's not going to allow me because my Bible tells me in Psalm 23, when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil because my Bible tells me God are with me. Who is with me? God is with me. Who is with me? The heavens are with me. So therefore, saints of God, it doesn't matter what you're going through, how you feeling, God is with you all the way to the end. Tells me he is Alpha, Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. Never tells me that Satan is the Alpha and Satan is the Omega. God is. So somebody need to tell their sickness, God is the Alpha and the Omega. You need to tell your situation that God is the Alpha and the Omega. God is the reason, my God Almighty, like they said in the holiday season, God is the reason for the season. And it's my to be blessed. It's my season to walk in a it's my season to walk in the will of God. God is the reason for the season. And I'm challenging you, my God Almighty, this morning, my God, for us to rebuke the devil out of our intellect, out of our studies. He rebuked the devil from our stigmatization in our spiritual eye. Rebuke the enemy up out of that. And let's see what God wants us to see. And let me help you get your cheat sheet. What God wants us to see is him. What God wants us to see, his ability. What God wants us to see, his relationship. What God wants us to see, that he is Jehovah, he is Yahweh, he is Jehovah El Shaddai, he is Jehovah Nisi. My God. And in the Spanish community, they say he is Jesus. I thank God that he is the reason for the season. Amen. I thank God for every one of you. God, I just can't wait till I get deeper into this thing. It is so much depth into this where we, our perception, my God Almighty, the enemy will change in and cross to us in our study. But how many of you know that the gig is up? We're going to begin to engage into the things of God and what God wants us to engage to. I don't know about you, but this second half of this year, because we just June the 1st, but this second half of this year, it's going to get ready to be a sponsor. It's going to get ready to blow up. It's going to blow up for the better. My assignment is going to blow up. My life is going to blow up. God had this first half for me for preparation, for you for preparation. You ain't ready. But guess what? This second half, you might want to get ready to receive. TDJ said, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get ready to receive, and I'm ready to thank God that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly all things.
Amen.
God bless you
amen.
All this morning. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. Do you have enough evidence? Amen. You come on back Monday at 7 p.m., praise God, where we can continue to give God the praise. Until then, you have a God-blessed weekend and take somebody to church. Tell them that God loves them, and so do you. You have
never
a God.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I I can say, never.